It's the After the Show podcast, precious. Show.
We don't care. We're about to swear on the air. It's the After the Show, so tune in if you dare. KVJ, get your skay every single day. It's uncensored. We can say what we want to say.
All right, here we go. If you missed the regular show, today's a very special day for KVJ. It is the 25-year anniversary. It was May 7th of 1999 that Virginia and I started doing the show together. And a day that almost didn't happen, all because we had a little incident at the Gardens Mall where we kind of incited a riot. And things went a little bit south there for a while. But luckily, we made it through and survived a couple bad bosses. And here we are, 25 years later, out of Jaybird 20 years ago. And the show's going on. So quite a lovely day today. Had Mayor Keith James pop in to make a proclamation of it being KVJ Day, so that's fun.
See, that means get you, but legally they can never take that away. That's an official thing that will be on every calendar here in the United States of America.
That should be nice. Wouldn't that be something? Yeah. It talks about our contributions. It says the city acknowledges the profound impact of the show for 25 years. Hereby proclaim it as KVJ Day. It doesn't say, like, do we get a free hamburger or anything like that. I don't know, but it's very nice nonetheless. So thank you very much. And thank you to Danny and Megan. They left a nice card here as well for
us. That was sweet.
We love Danny and Megan. They are awesome.
They're dolls.
Yeah. I said apologies for the most generic, boring card, but we wanted to say congratulations on 25 years. Love you all so much and are honored to be on the same team together, KBJ. Cheers to 25 more.
They rock, man. Yeah,
they're very sweet.
So thank you, guys. To that, is they're just getting their thing going. Hopefully they can crank out 25 here. That'd be amazing.
I hope so.
Yeah. Be very cool. Got another Megan that sent us an email. She said, it's crazy to hear that it's been 25 years. I listened when I was in high school, and this year is my 20-year high school reunion at Dwyer. Class of 2004. I love that my daughter listens every day on the way to school now, being in the class of 2030, and love being a part of the KVJ Nation for this long. Thanks for keeping us company from my teens to hers.
Just be careful at these reunions, y'all, because somebody always gets porked.
What?
These reunions.
The class reunions.
These class reunions. Someone's going to get stuffed.
When you go back and you see all the folks from Dwyer and there's drinks being had.
Oh, that was the main, people were getting drunk. Oh, no, I had a crush. You start hearing people telling each other they had crushes on each other. You hear people get so hammered throughout the night. And then people start banging in the bushes. That's a true story.
In the bushes.
That's what happened at yours.
It was.
It was crazy. People were literally banging at the bushes at the Waterway Cafe.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say the name.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
It's a place to do it, huh?
It wasn't my reunion. Mm-hmm. It was very entertaining. And they were all these people that Jaybird graduated with were going to the bar and ordering shots and saying, put it on Jaybird's tab.
I actually don't know who did it. It wasn't everybody that I just know that some people found out that I had an open bar, and I remember it was an $1,100 bar tab.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, what? This shit ain't gonna fly. Here's my cap. You better throw in some money, motherfucker.
Autumn, she said, since you guys are going to be telling some stories this year, I was hoping that maybe you could tell the story or even find video or audio, if you have it, of the time that Jaybird went through the drive-thru pretending to be blind.
I don't remember that stunt.
Okay.
You were driving a car?
We've done so many. We used to do a lot of stunts back in the day.
Yeah, I remember going through naked.
Naked, I remember, because we've done that three or four times.
Didn't you go through with your mom and Kevin was working the drive-thru at Bud's?
That was Aunt Anne.
Oh, Aunt Anne.
Yeah, that was. That was another drive-thru one, but yeah, we'll look for that.
The one I want to hear, the audio, it was the first one that I did, was going into Taco Bell as a manager.
Oh, that's amazing. That was so good.
We weren't allowed to play it again.
Right. Yeah, you basically shut the place down. We're hiring people.
Well, that really was a a legit social experiment, and it showed me that a lot of fast food managers are young and they don't give a fuck. Right. What, you could talk your way into, sure, come
whatever,
on in.
Whatever you want, dude.
It was insane.
Yeah. Had no fight to put up. Yeah, that was absolutely outstanding. Robert said, I wanted to tell you guys some great news. I wrote you a couple weeks ago about being a single father of two boys and facing homelessness. And after being a week homeless in and out of my truck, I found a place in Wellington with a very sweet older lady, and I'm no longer homeless. And I was not forced to leave Palm Beach County, so I can keep listening and being local to my favorite radio station. I just wanted to share the great news with my KBJ family. The Nextdoor app was an absolute blessing for me, and maybe it can be for others. Anyways, love you guys and have a great week.
Great email.
That's beautiful. Nextdoor, yeah. I see people on there on mine always saying, you know, I have a room to rent. I need a room to rent. It's just one other resource that you got to check.
That Nextdoor is a little weird.
It's weird.
It's weirder than your normal social media.
It is, because it's a lot of people on there that don't normally do social media.
Yes.
And they're looking at it like the wanted ads in the newspaper, and they write it, and you can tell like they're 65 plus.
Or some of it treat it like social media. Some people don't. It's just a mixture of an odd kind of a thing. And I'm very entertained by it. That's how I found it. I live next door to some kind of a iguana hunter in my area. All these people keep asking him to.
Iguana cowboy.
Never would have known that without next door.
It's just so random.
It's
what is
so
up there.
Random.
Yeah. But it is, I think, a good lesson, as hopefully they start building a lot more affordable housing for people here in South Florida until that can happen, and we continue to put pressure on our politicians to make it happen. If we can just kind of, where you can, what does Vanilla Ice say? Get in where you fit in.
Get in where you fit in.
Yeah, so if we can do that in the meantime until we can come up with more long-term solutions, that would be very helpful. Diane, yes, I'm calling out Kevin for his pronunciations of the non-Panthers in the NHL yesterday on your hockey spelling bee. Yes, I did. Those are tough. They have some tough names in the NHL.
That was tough.
It was. It impossible to spell and tough to pronounce.
Well, even a name like Jonathan had a Z in it for some reason.
Yes, it was pretty crazy. Unfortunately, the Panthers did not start on the right note last night. They lost to the Bruins 5-1 at Amerant Bank Arena. Hopefully they can turn it around. Boston leads the series only 1-0, so it's not that big a deal. But it is kind of alarming that Boston has won all 5 of their games against the Panthers so far this year. So,
well, that means the Panthers are due.
They are definitely due. So hopefully they can turn around in game 2. Cesar from Green Acres said with a recommendation here on Netflix, A Man in Full. It's the newest limited series consisting of 6 episodes, extremely well-written and acted drama on a novel the same name written by Tom Wolfe. Jeff Daniels just hit it out of the park again as the lead in the series.
Okay, I see 6 episodes. I like that.
It's a good little space, isn't it?
Yeah.
What network?
Netflix.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it.
I love it. That's what Tom Brady's thing was on.
Yeah.
That's why we watched it.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting just how much more live streaming they are looking to do.
It is. And I wonder if they're going to go back and edit that down, kind of like they did with it. They didn't edit much with the Chris Rock. Chris Rock flubbed one joke.
Yeah.
And they cut it and made it seem seamless, which I understand.
Yeah,
you know,
that's okay.
I understand if you're the comedian, if you'd want that, because everyone's going to see that.
It makes it more enjoyable, typically. But yeah, I'm all for it. And it would be nice to have that, because it seems daunting. If I got into a 3-hour project, I probably want it trimmed down a little bit.
It is daunting. I had to punt. I couldn't get to the end.
They, I think they should have cut everyone's time down a little bit.
Okay.
And that's what I wonder if they're going to go back in there and redo that a little. And you could tell Kevin Hart was getting drunk as fuck as the night went on.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like he was getting very drunk. I'm not judging, but you could just kind of tell.
That dude will tie one on.
I think he even said at one point, like, y'all, they started letting me drink, so.
He gets a little spicy.
He gets spicy.
And he got a little inside, too, which I appreciate. He was like acknowledging when comedians came up there and killed it and did amazing jokes and talking about like how impressed he was with individuals that had really landed amazing.
And that's when I knew he was drunk because he was doing I Love You Man for a good amount of time. We're going, this is kind of going on long. Yeah.
Yeah, he got into it, huh? He one time, I think it was after a Super Bowl, he was blasted, and they put him on the microphone, and you could just tell. I can't remember if he cussed or not, but he was clearly trashed.
So here's the thing. Getting the sippy-sippy during the microphone time while it's happening, so fun.
Yeah.
The next day, when you sober up, a little nervous.
What did I say? So yeah, we'll see on that. Other streaming stuff, tomorrow is going to be the finale of the Palm Royale on Apple TV. So that is going to be wrapping up. Be interesting. See, I don't think they've said if they're going to get a season two yet. So we'll see what goes on with that. But there's a lot of stuff to check out. Other things, comedian-wise, Jon Stewart, he said he's tired of comedians who complain about wokeness. He said, I'm a comedian. I've lost two words in 35 years. Honestly, are you that effing unimaginative that you can't figure it out? So he's kind of put it on blast. I know some people were. And I wonder if that's a kind of a shot at Jerry Seinfeld.
What do you mean by that?
Because I think Jerry Seinfeld was just kind of recently doing a little bit of a soapbox thing about being woke and all that kind of stuff. Was he not?
I think comedians don't like the idea. If you're going to be on a stage, you're going to say stuff, you're trying to make people laugh. I don't think you want anybody trying to censor you in any way. And I think that's what some comedians are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But then people fight back and go, well, you know, cancel culture is not a real thing. And it's just another thing for people to fight about. It makes me want to go asleep.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of all of the pissing contest with every little thing out there.
Yeah, going back and forth on stuff.
I like to let's get back to being a little goofy and laughing, having some fun with everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was kind of nice, and some people were actually saying that they liked the Tom Brady roast for that reason. It felt a little bit like, okay, maybe we've, you know,
gloves were off.
We shook it off a bit. Kind of get back to what we want to joke about.
It was, we definitely were, we were just talking about if it was going to be like the Jonas Brothers roast. And you wonder, you're going, all right, does Netflix just do these kind of corny roasts? They didn't do that with, as far as, it might have been too long, but when it hit hard.
Absolutely, yeah.
The Tom Brady one.
Thought it was pretty solid.
Did you think it was at least good at some points, Virginia?
I did. I thought some were way better than others. I thought the podcaster that was sitting next to Dana White, what's his name?
Tony Hinchcliffe.
I liked him. I thought he was spicy. I thought he did a great job. I liked the gay black comedian that got up and she had the joke.
She was good.
I liked a lot of her stuff. I liked a lot of it. But then there was moments like the Gronk, and I was like, oh wow.
Nikki Glaser was good.
Nikki Glaser was great.
She's done great. I'm not surprised to see that because I've seen her in roast before, and she's
right. Some people it's a strike zone. I mean, they have Jeff Ross for a reason at every single one because nobody does it better than he does.
I mean, he even roasts our sweet Denny's on a show.
Yeah, Jeff Ross.
That's awesome.
He's good. He has a true gift on that. Jeremy sent an email. He said, can we have that gorgeous Virginia watch Collateral for the last movie we recommend to her?
Collateral.
That's the Tom Cruise movie with Jamie Foxx where he's a hitman and Jamie Foxx is a cab driver and he takes him through a night of murder and all that kind of stuff.
I love that movie. I think Tom Cruise plays a... I think you're seeing the real Tom Cruise in that movie.
He plays a psycho.
That's how he talks to...
I'm all about Psycho Tom. I'm over Good Boy Tom. I'd like Psycho Tom.
There really is 4 to 5 interviews with Tom Cruise where he snaps and then he turns back into Tom Cruise at last. Come on, hey, everything's good. You're stepping over the line, Kevin. It's kind of like a two personality kind of a thing.
It is a weird thing when he kind of snaps and he gets into that manic, short, Chippy where he's trying to scold you. You saw it with Matt Lauer where he was calling him glib. And then I heard you playing the audio where the guy squirted him with the flower.
Well, there was an interview he did with some Australian journalist. I forget what his name was. I don't think the journalist was out of line by any means. You're Tom Cruise. People are going to ask you about shit that's been out in the press, things that you've commented on yourself. So there's no... You don't have to be that pissy. And he's got that, you could tell, he's got that thing where if you cross me, I'm better than you. I'm Tom Cruise. You better mind your manners, you son of a bitch. I'll end you.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah,
look,
if
you're doing press for a movie and they ask you a question you don't like, you have to professionally get out of it. You can't lose your shit. You can't. You're Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well, but what's also about that interview, he gets all snappy. And by the end of the interview, Tom Cruise ends like, that was great. That's great.
Psycho.
He's psychotic.
You psychopath.
That's why he's a great actor. He's a psychopath.
And he hides it until it really comes out in an interview. Now, Virginia, you were telling me that Rocco had his improv class. Last night.
Yes.
And a little something went down with a kid that was there. And it's a kid that does listen to the regular KBJ show.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, Kevin, if we talk about this, we can't talk about it when this kid's like in the car going to school.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin this kid's day.
No. So I didn't want to take any chances on this. But tell me what you saw and how you handled this kid, because you said he was being a little bit physically and verbally aggressive to the other kids.
So we got there a little bit early before class was about to start. And it's a very busy spot. There's dance classes going on. There's improv classes going on. It's like it's hectic with moms and kids. And so I told Rocco, let's go over there all the way over on the end and sit over there where there was a little group of his classmates from his improv class already assembled waiting to go into the theater. And Rocco was like, I don't want to go over there. And I knew it was because of this one kid. But I wanted to sit and I wanted to get away from all the hoopla going on at the front entrance. Mm-hmm. And so Rocco was hesitant to go over there because of this one kid. As soon as we sit down, this one kid comes over to me and he always wants to talk KVJ. And so I'm entertaining him at first, but I'm vibing that Rocco is not. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, what should I do here? And Rocco's just like backing away a little bit. And the kid's nice enough to me, but 2 seconds later, he's finished with the conversation with me, and he goes back over to the group of the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at my phone, but I'm kind of watching him out of the corner of my eye because I want to see what Rocco sees that I haven't yet seen. And this kid is, like, getting aggressive with one of the other kids. And this other kid wants nothing to do with it, and he's asking him to shut it down. But this one kid is, like, pushing. And the other kid's like, stop pushing me. Please leave me alone. Stop pushing me. And he's like physically pushing the kid. And then he's getting a little verbal with that kid and another kid. And so I just say, hey, I see you. I see what you're doing.
Right.
Maybe these other kids won't step up and say anything because they're scared of you, but I'm not. And he just looks at me like, how dare you? Like, how dare you say something to me? And I was like, well, I'm not scared of you. You're 3 feet tall, bring it. And he shuts it down immediately. He stops pushing the other kid. And the other kid actually thanks me. One of the girls in the group goes, thank you so much. Because he was annoying the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know this kid probably went and told his parents that I stepped up to him. And I expect some smoke. But
well, you know,
this kid was acting out of line physically and verbally, and there was no other parents there to correct him. And I felt like I had to say something because these other kids weren't able to say something, and I'd want to be their voice.
Right. It's tough. I know, Jaybird, you've been in situations like that where, you know, a kid was acting a fool and the parents aren't there or they're not stepping in to do something. And I don't think kids should get free reign. I do agree that most people don't want to see anyone else parenting their kid. But look, honestly, if you're not going to and your kid is hurting other people, mentally or physically, then something needs to be done. And we need to stand up for people who are in those type situations.
Yeah, the one time I could think of was when the kid was throwing ice and hit my friend in the face, and she it hurt her. And the kid was laughing and kept doing it. I'm like, hey, no, just stop, please stop throwing that ice. Right. And then the dad gets involved. Yeah. Don't tell my kid what to do, wearing a fucking Jets shirt. Yeah. Shocker.
Well, to me, man, you just say everything you need to say. If you're kid is doing something wrong and hurts someone, and then you defend your child, that tells me everything that I need to know about you.
I was defending a kid I didn't even know. I don't know these other kids in the class, but I see him pushing them and getting lippy, and they're asking him to stop, and he's not. And that just set me off, because I will always step in and try to help a little kid in a bad situation.
And that's the right thing to do. And, you know, look, sometimes you do take crap for doing the right thing, but at least you know you're doing the right thing. And that's it. That's, you leave it at that.
One of the things I love the most, and it stands out to me, it hits me in the head like a ton of bricks, is when a kid is polite and sweet. I notice it so much, because some kids are assholes these days.
You're right.
Yeah.
A sweet kid, a polite kid. Now, I didn't say a little pussy. I just said a kid that has gotten manners.
Right.
I think manners stands out so much, not only with adults, but especially little kids. I notice it so much.
Manners and kindness.
Yes.
We reward that in my house. And when my kids do sweet, kind things, I like make a big deal out of it. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, you're the best. You're the most awesome. So they feel like, okay, if I go out in the world and spread kindness and manners and nice, then that's the way I'm supposed to be living.
Yeah. It'd be nice if everybody, you know, went out, and when they left their house every day, that's what they tried to do, is spread that. The world would be a much better place.
But stand up for yourself when someone's being an asshole to you, too. Like Billy Joel says, don't take any shit from anybody.
Yeah.
That's what he says at the end of his concert.
I love it.
Now, there's a topic some people have even asked us to take up the debate, and it's all over social media. And yeah, I guess in a sense, it's eye-opening. It's slightly troubling. Is it fair? I guess that's what we can discuss. It all comes from this thing. Maybe it was on TikTok. I think it was. Have you guys heard the debate about would you rather be stuck in the woods with a man or a bear?
Oh, I love this.
What, a band or a...
Woods with a man or a bear?
Oh, is this going to turn into a gender war?
Yes.
Oh, fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah.
So a lot of women are asking, like, I saw the one that I really liked one. You had a woman probably my age, maybe a little younger, asking her father, who's like in his 60s or 70s. And she says to him, hey, Dad, which would you rather? Your two granddaughters, which are like young, would you rather your two granddaughters be alone in the woods with a man or alone in the woods with a bear? And he sat there and he thought about it and he was like, a bear. Because I don't know what the bear is going to do, but I'm pretty sure I know what the man is going to do. And I was like, whoa.
Well, and that's just, whereas I was hearing this.
I hate TikTok, Kevin.
It's so good.
But it boils down to this, and here's just some of the responses that people had to the question.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Man is scary. With a bear. What I've heard about bears, they don't always attack you, right? So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is like terrifying to say, but
definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there.
A bear.
I would say a man.
You ain't gonna get me, TikTok. I see your division 7,000 miles away.
Well, a couple questions. What kind of bear are we talking about? Is it a cute little black bear? Is it a grizzly bear? You know, not all bears are the same. Is it a polar bear? What kind of bear do we got? Is it a koala bear?
That's weird, Kevin. Not all bears are the same. Just like not all men are the same.
Right, exactly. And I think that's really what we got to look at here.
And you're painting an insane scenario. Basically, you're running into a madman in the woods.
Well, I think the question's being asked, and then it's like a mic drop, like, aha, see, when you really think about it. And I look for the question. I tried to find the stat on it. And it wouldn't do that. It would just say how many people have been victims of rape. But how many men, on the percentage of 100% of all men on the planet, how many of them are rapists? have ever raped somebody before. And I don't know personally of anybody that, you know, I believe has done that.
Oh, boy.
And I do.
That's what the question is, right? It's saying what percentage of men would be rapists? And according to that, they think, all right, close to 100% of men. At least the way it's being answered.
But the way the question makes the girl brain go is, okay, you're in the woods. It's a strange man. Why is he in the woods?
Okay.
You're in the woods. It's a bear. Okay, you know why the bear's in the woods, but why is this strange man in the woods? And if your mind goes that way, it really makes you think, okay, well, maybe I could have my chances with this bear who's just in his natural habitat and maybe he won't eat me. But this man who's a stranger who's in the woods, our brains automatically go to, it's going to be nefarious because why is he there? What is going on? It's a bad scenario.
I think part of this question, too, depends upon where you're from. Are you a city person? Or are you a country person? Because from where I'm from, there are a lot of men in the woods. And they're usually there hunting or fishing, or they're, you know, doing something that they like to do outdoors. And they're all very nice and very helpful. And they would find somebody if they found a woman in the woods and they'd be like, do you need help? Are you good? Cool. And that's how they would treat it. So when I heard this question, I was confused. I'm like, okay, so they're trying to say that like all guys are rapists, they think?
This is TikTok, just TikTok and just this.
Yeah.
Yes, they want to get people fighting and telling everyone's story.
Okay.
Everyone, it's got
I guess
nothing.
I was, as people kept asking, why weren't you guys touching the subject? Well, here it is, because it confused me. Cause I'm like, well, what is the end goal here? Are we trying to say all men are rapists? Is that what
why
it is?
Why touching the subject?
Yeah.
Because it's A, on our anniversary show, it's very fucking heavy.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. I was just, I was curious by that question that was out there.
But
that
yes, that's,
everybody's talking.
And that is exactly what it is supposed to be saying. Yeah.
Another thing maybe you'll like more that is on TikTok is what Southerners drink. There is somebody who calls herself Meemaw, and maybe that's a name when you have kids in Mississippi. She goes through the Sonic drive-thru, and apparently there you can order Dr. Pepper with pickles.
Oh.
And it is a thing. Here is Meemaw putting in her order.
Do y'all like pickles? Do y'all like Dr. Pepper? Well, come on with me, Ma, because me and Ma are finna show you something.
This is Sonic. This is Spotter Man. Take your order, please.
Yes, ma'am. I need to get a large Dr. Pepper with pickles.
All right. We got a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. Now, you're going to see the cherries up there, ma'am, and that's going to be your pickles, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, and you have a great day today. We have a total of 362.
And don't knock it till you try it. There's a lot of people that do drink this. Did you hear her the way she took my order? I'm not the only person that's ever ordered this, babe.
Okay.
It's a wholesome clip.
It is. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's different from the bear.
So different. So much more enjoyable to talk about.
Kevin's like, I'm getting away from the bear.
Yeah.
Kevin ran to Meemaw.
Yeah.
Well, that's wholesome.
It is so wholesome.
Sweet.
It's fun.
And I don't, there's worse combinations. I'm not sure it would be my cup of soda, but there's worse combinations out there.
It may not be bad. It
may not be bad.
It may be one of those things you're like, wow, you're surprised. You do hear odd combinations that at first you're like, there's no way that's good. That sounds so gnarly. And then you try it and you're like, okay, wait a minute. That actually could be decent.
But pickles get a lot of, they get a pass on a lot of stuff. I know people drink them picklebacks.
Yes. Well, my girlfriend, she'll do Jameson and a pickleback.
The only time they taste good is after your eighth drink and then you try a pickleback.
Yeah.
Because every drink at that point,
right?
You give me a, you know, fuzz. You give me whatever. That's how Virginia gets me.
Whatever. You take the first drink just as quick as you take the eighth one.
You pregame, and then you go to Virginia's house, and all of a sudden, fuck, you fall into a pit.
And you wake up in the morning and call me. What did I do? What did I say?
Yeah, so that could actually work. So Meemaw might be onto something. Who knows?
I'll try it later. Is that Dr. Pepper and pickle?
Yeah.
Got that at the house right now.
Yeah, you just have Dr. Pepper. You get it nice and icy, and then you put pickle slices in it is what it looked like.
It doesn't sound terrible.
No. Nah. May not be bad at all. Got some fun emails here. Tracy said, I did the SeaWorld 7 Seas 5K run over the weekend. It was a good time. I just wanted to share a picture with you. One of the participants, it just shows here Look at that. Just shows anyone can. So there you go.
Good for
if
you.
If I can, you can. So there you go. Great inspiration. Congratulations on that. It's got to be quite an accomplishment, an amazing feeling. We had Kyle, who was out at Suits Rapids appearance on Saturday.
Yes. Was Suits wearing that mankini like we had talked about?
No, Suits chickened out. He went with a WRMF button-up shirt.
Boo.
Yes. But it does look like he let Kyle, I guess he's arresting him there. I'm not sure. What's going on? Did Suits get dragged out of Rapids?
We didn't want to say anything, but Suits has been in jail for the last 3 years.
Yeah. What did Suits do at Rapids to get arrested?
Suits would never
survive in jail.
And Alexandria, I just want to send a little Virginia appreciation post. The way you entertain and are so hilarious, but also show us your real mental breakdown side is amazing.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay.
The true mental breakdown is on the horizon.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Stay tuned.
All right. You're such a great mother and wife, and your support of charities is beautiful. Also, as an internal medicine doctor, I love hearing y'all talk about medicine. And I can tell you this, Virginia's not wrong, as much as everybody likes to say. Greatest radio showcast ever.
Well, that's a great email.
Signed, Sister Maggie.
Right. My sister.
There you go.
You fucking paying Mags to write emails again?
Can I do another one of these?
The check is in the mail, Mags.
That's right. There you go. Well, thank you very much for being here for 25 years, y'all. Much Woo-hoo! Appreciated.
Yeah.
Very cool to spend our time with you, and we do not take it for granted.
No.
Mm-hmm. So thanks for those emails, too. Mail at kbjshow.com. Y'all have an amazing Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.